From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama will make the case Tuesday that his counterterrorism policies have helped protect Americans from evolving international threats. It comes as he prepares to hand over the White House to a successor who has been critical of his approach. President Obama will deliver his final major speech on national security as president at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. VOA News will be carrying his speech live. You can listen at voanews.com. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday that he expected President-elect Donald Trump's administration to preserve the strategic mission of the U.S. 7th Fleet as he addressed U.S. troops during his official visit to Japan.
Your strategic mission and your strategic need are connected to the world out here. And the world isn't going to change because our administrations are changing. So new people will make their own decisions, but it's going to be in the same strategic context that you are now operating.
Again, that is U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter in Japan. Hundreds of thousands of mourners paid an emotional final farewell Tuesday to Indian politician Jayalalitha Jayaram as the former movie star who enjoyed godlike status was buried alongside her on-screen lover. It comes a day after the 68-year-old died following a massive weekend cardiac arrest. Meanwhile, huge crowds lined the streets as her glass coffin passed by. Danish police Tuesday said it had arrested a man suspected of seriously wounding one of its officers by shooting him in the head outside a police station in Copenhagen. Police say the 26-year-old suspect was known to the force. This is VOA News. Strengthening EU-NATO cooperation is the best way to respond to doubts over the future of transatlantic security ties. That comes from NATO head Jens Stoltenberg Tuesday. There are concerns that Washington's near 70-year European defense guarantee might no longer have been stoked by President-elect Donald Trump saying on the campaign trail that he would think twice about helping NATO allies who did not pay their defense dues. Jens Stoltenberg spoke as NATO foreign ministers gathered for two-day talks at alliance headquarters in Brussels. Syria's government Tuesday said it would not agree to a ceasefire in Aleppo unless it guarantees a full withdrawal of rebel factions from the city. A foreign ministry statement that was carried by the state's news agency Sana says that Syria will not leave its citizens in East Aleppo to be held hostage by terrorists. Meanwhile, a 7-year-old girl, Syrian girl whose Twitter account from Aleppo gained international attention has fled her home amid heavy fighting, but she and her family are safe now. Her father spoke to AFP on Tuesday. With her mother's help, Bana Abed had been posting tweets in English on life in the besieged eastern districts of Syria's Aleppo. However, as Syrian government forces edged closer to their home in recent days, the family fled and the Twitter updates slowed. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday that Congress's decision to renew U.S. sanctions for 10 years would elicit a harsh reaction and prove the United States was still an enemy. President Rouhani, in a speech to students at Tehran University, said, America is our enemy, and we have no doubt about this. The American wants to put as much pressure on us as they can. The Iran Sanctions Act passed by the U.S. Senate 99-0 last week after easily clearing the House of Representatives. Sick Kenyans were turned away from hospitals and patients were left stranded in their wards as a crippling strike by doctors and nurses demanding pay raises entered a second day Tuesday. However, on Monday, 100 psychiatric patients escaped from a Kenyan hospital because they were left attended due to the strike. This is Dr. Julius Odago.
They scaled up the wall surrounding the wards and came out within the hospital compound. They just wandered away.
He said he's optimistic they'll be found and returned to the hospital. Poland's Supreme Court Tuesday rejected a bid to extradite Oscar-winning director Roman Polanski to the U.S., where he faces sentencings over a decades-old case of statutory rape. The justice minister had appealed to the court in May to overturn a 2015 ruling. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.